I'm Emily Barr, and I'm the CEO of Graham Media Group. One of the things that I have learned is that when you screw up, you know, on the job, you do something wrong, the best thing you can do is go right into your boss or, you know, call them or whatever and just say, hey, I really screwed up. Because they can't get mad at you.
If you own it.
If you own it. So what happens is they say to you, well, okay, why don't you tell me what you did? And then I'll let you know if you really screwed up. And then, you know, you say, well, you know, I thought I was supposed to call this person and do this, and then I didn't do it. I forgot or whatever. And, you know, that now they're mad at me. Whatever the story is, they usually come back at you and say, oh, that's, you know, okay, that wasn't good, but I got to tell you, that's nothing. Let me tell you about the time I screwed up. And then, and then they basically, they take on the responsibility and they totally absolve you. You know, you can't do it over and over again, obviously. You have to learn from your mistakes. But it is a really good way to diffuse what could be a bad situation. Because I think what human nature does is usually you try to cover up the thing that you did wrong. You know, if you think about when you're a little kid, you know, and you're, you know, you know, when you have little kids and they have chocolate all over their face and you say to them, did you just eat a bunch of chocolate?
Right.
And they lie. You know, they try to lie to you. I didn't know. I didn't eat it. And, you know, and of course, you know, when you're a little kid, it's just funny. But when an adult does that, you know, basically, did you ever call that person? And they go, oh yeah, yeah, I called, I left a message and, you know, and it flat out never happened. You know, then they know you're lying. And then there's no trust there. There's no bond. But if you just fess up and say, you know, I messed up. I forgot to make the call. I should have done it. I feel horrible. And especially if you can go to them before they come to you, you know, so you kind of circumvent the problem that way. And usually they have a lot more faith in you after that.
Usually the boss has more faith in the employee who speaks up.
Yeah. Yeah.
So you're a boss. In fact, you are my boss's boss, which makes you my boss. How common is it for your employees to come and own their mistakes?
Not as common as you might think. I suspect most people think they're going to get into trouble. And the irony is they'll get into less trouble if they just own the mistake, typically. I mean, if it's a really terrible mistake, maybe not. But most mistakes aren't fatal.
You've been listening to The Best Advice Show. I would love to hear your advice on management or anything else. Give me a call at 844-935-BEST. That's 844-935-BEST.